Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Mystic Angel Readings and Spiritual Advice. Today we're doing a very different show because since I've been promoting the journaling event and how special it is to connect with your angels and being able to speak to them. And one thing is when you're doing something and it's so special and it's so magical, it becomes something very personal and you feel it and you know all about it. So you want to share with others, but you don't think that other people can't connect with the same feelings and emotions because they don't know. They don't know. A lot of people don't know that they could speak to their angels and connect with them and listen to them. And I started to do this back in the early 90s when Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold released their book, Angel Speak. You know, they were right around the time that Doreen Virtue first came out of the spiritual closet. I feel like that's when the angels started connecting with very specific individuals to bring this into the horizon and into our lives. And being able to talk to them and asking them to help me with certain things that I needed to achieve in my life has been a beautiful journey. And I wanted to share this with you guys. And I work with you all the time. You know, we do readings and the angels are saying, okay, you know, time to move it up to the next notch and time to engage in a more open and bigger format where we all come together and we all share the different experiences, you know, of connecting with our angels and our spiritual guides, from the signs that we get to the dreams, the thoughts, because there's different types of clairs. You know, you're clairvoyant, but I started as a clairsentient, which means I feel different emotions and just, you know, if I'm around something that's not positive, I get like an energy of fear or toxic. If I'm somewhere very high frequency energy, I get like vibrations of chills. So I was started with that, you know, and then of course I started adding tools like Doreen Virtue's Guardian Angel cards, which explains on the card, you know, specific messages from your guides. As you start to progress and you move in, you know, many years of doing this, I hear them just like I hear you. It's just I know when it's my angels, and it's such a beautiful thing to receive their messages, especially when you're going through something and they tell you, this is going to happen, you know, or don't worry because there's something you're not understanding that's coming about, or they tell me to do certain things and go certain places to receive, you know, certain knowledge. And it's just something very mesmerizing, and I want you to be able to connect and to do this yourself. So we're here today to connect with the angels, and I'm going to use the Guardian Angel cards, which are, I think it's one of my favorite decks. Lately I've been using it a lot with you guys because they're very thorough. And another thing that is, I get a lot of depictions from the pictures that are in the card. They kind of stand out, so I see visions, and so it's like, just, I don't know, it's really hard to explain, but when we do the 30-day journal, I could get more one-on-one and what you're getting, because we're all very different. Like I was expressing, there's different types of clairs, you know, clairvoyancy. Someone is a four clairvoyance, they have all the different senses, so that's very special. And that's where I'm at now. I have all the senses. So, you know, like I told you, I started, you know, with just emotions. And this is something that, yes, it's a gift, but I feel like it's a gift that we all have, because the angels, if you read Angels Speak, they express to you, anybody could talk to their angels. This is why they're here. They're here to protect us, and we are all born with a specific guardian angel. And then as we progress through our lifetime, different angels come in and out of our lives for different things that we're doing, different paths that we're on, different purposes that we're trying to achieve. And I'm grateful that you guys are going to be part of this 30-day journaling event. And once again, the link is below. All you have to do is get the 25 perk or above, and you're going to receive an email reading just this week. Just email me. I'm silvermist1305@yahoo.com, and I will send you your email reading by this Wednesday. It'll be approximately 1,000 words, so you get a very thorough sacred cross reading, anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Some of you might get 9 months. It all depends on what your angelic team wants you to understand and to know. So, and along with the perk of the $25 in the email reading, you get the journal. So we start this event right after Mercury retrograde, because another thing that the angels wanted me to express to you is that we're going into the 4D, like a fourth dimension that we're opening up. So a lot of people feel like they're coming off of, you know, they're anxious and, you know, a lot of nerve issues and fear-based emotions. And it's because you're growing spiritually. So, you know, your own clairer is coming in tune and you're wondering what's going on. And this is a great time to access your spirituality. You know, we're going to be doing this. You guys are going to, you have my emails. You're going to have my text. So if you don't have Facebook, you know, we're going to come together through all the venues, email, phone, Skype, we're going to do Google Hangout. So it's 30 days that we're going to be working together, accessing our angels. And right after those 30 days, you will be able to connect with your angel. And then the journal has specific prompts and exercises and inspirations to set goals and intentions, because that's what the angels want you to do. They want you to know that your birth-given right was to co-create and manifest, that you could live the life that you ultimately want to. So this goes beyond the law of attraction and any of that. This is a very spiritual, enlightening sense of connecting with who you are around and knowing that you're never alone, that you always have an angel around you to guide you. And all we have to do is call upon them, because we have free will. So they could only intervene if we invite them to intervene and help us, or if it's part of our divine purpose. So I'm, of course, you know, I'm here with you, and I want to take the remainder of the time to do readings. There's quite a few of you here. So we're going to take the first caller. Hi, and welcome. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Who are we talking to?
My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. Okay, so we're going to ask the angels any messages that they want to give you, and then if you have, like, anything you want to know, because we have a few callers, so they talk pretty quick, so let's see what they want to express onto you. Okay, so they've expressed that you've had a little bit of, and I feel like this has to do with a relationship, either in a relationship that you've been wanting or trying to get to a certain level, and you really in awe, you're like seeking some kind of like peace, like some kind of better outcome. And they're saying that everything is inside your destination, like what you want, all your desires are like right there. It's almost like you could see them. And what's going to happen, all the stress that you've kind of like, it's been lingering and you've attached yourself to some of the stress, that's going to start to fade away. But it's something that's progressing. And unfortunately, we are going into Mercury retrograde, so you're still going to feel some of that residue, and maybe you'll start to see other things. And the angels are saying that you need to look at them and ask very simply, okay, why am I feeling this way? Literally out loud, say, okay, why am I feeling this way? Whatever you're feeling, sadness, depression, anger, and whatever you're feeling, just ask and see what thoughts come to you, or see how the universe answers you. You might get a message from a friend, or, you know, there's just different ways that we connect with answering what's going on. And allow the love in your life to blossom and to grow. He says that you've been waiting for this like emotional fulfillment, maybe like this experience. And it's been a while. It's taken a while. It's almost like you feel like, oh, my gosh, it's taken forever. And there's so many choices that are surrounding you. And all you have to do is simply listen to get the clarity that you need. I feel like maybe too much is going on. And then your spiritual guide, you're going to laugh, your angel. He's like this very chubby guy. He's like a chubby angel. And I feel like this could also be one of your ancestors, because sometimes our angels doesn't mean they're just specific guardian angels. Sometimes we have ancestors who passed, you know, great-grandfathers and uncles that, you know, just love of being a part of us, and they're in a great higher frequency, and they're around us. And for you, this man is like he's your guardian of thought. He wants to help you focus on your monkey mind and only focusing on the things that you desire and you want and you yearn for. Do you want to ask your angels a specific question? Because I know and I see that you have like a lot of, I'm going to say anxiety or stress because of something that you're wanting to come into the light.
Yeah, that is true. I just would like to ask them what do they see for me as far as moving and having children and getting married, as far as like a love partner, and they know who I love. I love someone from my past. So I really just want to move and start a family and get married. And I just would like to know what they see for me as far as that goes. And they know where my heart is, who it's with, too. So just wondering.
Okay. So that's exactly, if you look back what we were talking about, that's exactly what they're saying. So this is what you're going to do. I would totally love if you were part of this 30-day challenge because you would love this so much. Okay, but what you're going to do is you're going to get a piece of paper and you're when you hang up here, and you're going to write down specifically your goal. Okay, I want to get married. I want to have a family of my home. Like if you want the home first, like however you want it, first this, second this, that, then that, and just give it all to your angels and connect with your angels. I tell them, I invite you to help me, you know, especially this beautiful guardian angel thought. And what I want you to do is I want you to connect with a specific affirmation. So when your mind tells you, or your ego, because, you know, it's always the ego that tells you, this is not going to happen, you're not going to get married. Like, this starts to build excuses and brings our energy down. So I want you to find an affirmation that you could connect with, and every time that happens, you could repeat it. Either a prayer, a quote, something that's very special to you. Lately, I've been using a lot of, with God, anything is possible. With God, anything and everything is possible. So, and I have certain prayers that I repeat. So every time, especially, I mean, for me, it's like when I do the dishes that I start, like, to think about all the things that I don't like. Just like you, I'm trying to move, and I know how anxious we could get when we want to shift into something, you know, some radical changes. So, but the angels always express, make your decisions. It's really important that you write it all down in detail. And this is for you to express and make that sacred, like, declaration, confirmation, this is what I want. Because it's you know, it's something that's come through the long way of asking you shall receive. That's just part of the norm. That's a universal thing. So that's what they're telling you. And I would totally love it if you emailed me and I'll send you all the details and maybe I'll give you more in depth because there's only so much I could tell you here in such a short period of time. So email me at silvermyth1305@yahoo.com. And I'll send you more details about exactly how to do everything.
Okay.
All right. You have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to the next caller. I'm, like, rushing through. I love you guys. So just remember, and like, if it's not enough and you have a question, just email me, silvermiss1305@yahoo.com. And I'm also, you know, I'm inviting you through this 30-day consecutive days that we're working with the angels, especially you see how she has a certain desires that she wants to manifest, and that's what we're doing, connecting you with your angels to manifesting what your goals and intentions are. Hi, and welcome to Mystic Angel. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Okay, let's see what they have for you, and then we could ask a question.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome. If you like this, let me know right away, and then that way he puts and I can ask you a confirmation. Okay.
I see something massive. I see either you're getting married or you're having a baby. There's like a major thing. They're saying it's like a major announcement is coming into your life. It's a very emotional roller coaster. And they're saying, you may have met this person or you're connecting with this person. There's a lot of, like, reawakening and just emotional feelings. The angel that's working with you is actually cherubim angels, which they're a higher anarchy of angels, and they work with, of course, the love energy. So I feel like this has to do with that. I don't know. Are you planning to get married and have a baby? Because it keeps, like,
yes,
connecting with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they want to confirm that with you. So they're like blessing you and working with that. I feel like the cherubim angels want you to know that they're the ones that are helping you with this desire and this beautiful announcement, like everything. Also confirming that a lot of blessings and everything is in a positive way. Then we go into something that's concerning you. I feel like this is a decision that you're trying to make and you're kind of worried about it. And I feel like other people are telling you different things. So you're getting, like, opinions from other people upon this decision that you're trying to make. I feel like it's a personal decision. And your angels are saying you need to stand your ground. What you need to do is get away from everybody and all, you know, everybody telling you do this and do that and kind of refocus and see, okay, what is it that I want? What is it that I feel is right for me and you know, my new family or love life or, you know, what's going on. And then what's going to happen is because then the angel says you're on that path and the path that you were on may have come into a few challenges, right? But then, you know, he's saying there's a better direction. So instead of focusing on looking over the cliff and, oh, my gosh, and I could fall over, focus on looking at the pretty path and the meadows. And what I see with you, and I guess I see it again and again, is simply like other people's energy are kind of like veering you off of your path. Do you want to ask them any questions, your angels, to see what they tell you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That was great. Yeah, and something, you know, I just wanted to ask about, you know, I love kids. I love coaching football, and I did talk to the head coach a couple of weeks ago, and he talked to the board members. No, he talked to the superintendent and the principal, and the principal told him to talk to the superintendent, and she said no. And I just wanted to ask my angels, will she change her mind, and will the coach talk to the board and step up for me, and do they see me on the coaching football, back on the field coaching football in August?
Okay, why is she saying no? Did she give you a specific reason why she said no?
No, ma'am. I asked the head coach, and I said, did she give an explanation? And he said no. I don't know.
And it's her decision? She's the final decision? She's the one that makes the decision?
No, ma'am. She's already put in a recommendation for retirement because she got into some bad situation with the board members, and now they're trying to, next year will be her last year. And this principal, he is named Todd, and her name is Sabrina, and those two people are trying to keep me, you know, off the field. And I've been coaching with this same team back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, my last time coaching with them was in 2006. But this guy's a new head coach, and I like his energy. I don't know if he did really go and talk to these people about me or what.
Okay. Okay, see, what happens is, I'm going to tell you what happens. It has nothing to do with you or you know, their decision. There's a lot of energies that are going around, and they're making people a bit aggressive and a bit angry. So don't take it on a personal level, because the truth is it has nothing to do with you. This is what's going to happen. What you're going to do is similar to what I told this other girl that called in earlier. You're going to do a little different.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get yourself a pink candle, and you're going to connect with Archangel Jophiel. And she's the Archangel of love, okay? Because what happens is these people need that love energy. Once again, it has nothing to do with you. This is something that's going on in their personal life, and they can't fix that. So what they do is they feel a higher power over you. They have a power over you, and they're using that and abusing that. So you're going to connect with Archangel Jophiel. You're going to ask her to fill them with love energy so they can make the right decision for you. Because, see, I'm seeing and I feel like you are you planning to move too? Is that what's going on? Are you moving?
No, ma'am. I'm not planning to move right now. I just moved in this apartment about maybe almost close to 6 months ago.
Okay, so then it's a fresh move. Okay, that's why I'm seeing that. Okay, so see, focus on that. Do the candle thing because, see, you're going to get a lot of abundance. Does this house, and I know it sounds like, oh, my gosh, what is she talking about? Does this house have, like, a little garden or something?
Say that again?
Like a garden. Is there, like, a garden outside or maybe it needs a gardening? I'm seeing, like, it needs a gardening attention, and I know this sounds funny, but you have to add, how do you say, you need to add seeds and gardening. You need to actually make it physical, the energy to grow
your abundance, your prosperity.
Okay,
it's just
yes.
an apartment. You can bring, like, little plants inside. I know it sounds silly, but sometimes little
no,
things
no,
like this bring energy.
Yeah, I actually, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually heard, you know, that plants does bring in good energy. Because plants have life, and it's have, you know, it, yeah, it brings a lot of energy. And the thing is, too, when you mentioned about a lot of abundance is coming my way, because, see, it's two things that I got to work with. First, with the one, well, the first one, excuse me, when I was working with this, I used to work with mentally ill clients at a group
mm-hmm.
home. And the supervisor, they set me up, and they let me go. And then they denied my unemployment benefits. I filed an appeal, and then they rejected it. So I got until the 28th
mm-hmm.
of this month
mm-hmm.
to file again. But this time I'm gonna get this attorney, and her name is
mm-hmm.
Gail. And will this go good for me? Because I do also have a workman's comp case claim. That's pending because I got stuck with Anita while I was working there. And they
mm-hmm.
just put a lot of stuff together and discharged me back in February of this year, and the 15th, matter of fact. And do you see me getting this attorney that's working out for me for getting my benefits and being successful with my wrongful termination and my workman's comp claim for the injury.
Yeah, what they're showing, yes, they're showing July. They're saying that a lot of things are going to start wrapping up in July, probably like mid-July, but they're also showing that you need to stand up for yourself, okay? You need, because of what happens
yeah.
is that these people are really good at telling you what, you know, whatever. And
right.
you need to be able to tell them, no, this is what I want. This is what I'm expecting. Because if you listen to them and they're telling you this is, you know, you're only going to get this, and that's it. You need to fight for what you want. So you need to
right.
call them up and tell them, you know, I feel like I need more of this because I'm going through this. You don't know what I'm feeling. This is what I'm feeling.
Right.
And I need this to be taken care of. You need to, like, stand up. I'm not telling you to be mean because the angels will never tell you to be mean. You could be very
right.
professional and very loving,
uh-huh.
but you need to stand up for yourself and telling them, look, this is what's going on, and I need this to be taken care of. You know, express to them, I have bills to pay, and if
right.
you don't take care of me, you know, I can't, you know, take care of myself. You know, this happened to me. I wasn't asking for this to happen. This is an accident, something that occurred. I have this insurance, and now it needs to come through. So I feel like all of this takes place over the next couple of weeks, and then in mid-July, you start to really see, you know, your work, your hard work kind of, you know, coming up and giving you what you've asked for.
Okay. Okay. What about, you know, because, see, my son, he passed away last year of October, last year, and he was in the hospital. He accidentally tried to save somebody's life and got shot. And he's in spirit, and his name is Melvin as well. And he was laying in the bed, you know, and for five different hospitals. But the first hospital, he started to develop bed sores. And the bed sores had really ate him up. And they got worse and worse. I'm trying to tell the doctors and nurses to turn him and put him on a mattress, and they didn't provide proper care for my son. And I'm looking for an attorney that's gonna would take a malpractice lawsuit. Do the angels see that being successful, and I'm getting the right attorney to move forward with that?
Let me ask.
And just, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what you need to do is you need to find yourself, they're showing me like a nonprofit charity. There's people that with similar cases. You need to find other people that are, you know, grieving through issues like yours with malpractice, and they have a certain amount of lawyers that are good lawyers that are working, you know, to help them, you know, against the hospitals, against, you know, So that's what you look for. Yeah. Look for, and the angels are saying that you're going to have some kind of intuition or insight, either like in a church group, like somewhere that has to do with that, the people that go to grieve. So seek, find that, you know, find those types of groups and express what you're going through. And I feel like somebody's going to tell you they have a very similar situation to yours, not the same, but very similar. And they're going to tell you, oh, you know, I have this really good lawyer, and then that's how it's going to happen. But, you know, once again, you need to take action. You need to, do this quickly. And you could ask your angels, you know, put this in front of my path. I want this to be something very clear for me to find easily. And they will. They will align you with that. They're showing me lots of money. So I feel like that's what you're asking for, like you're going to get abundance from this. And they are. They're showing a 4 times abundance of whatever you thought you were getting. So this is something you have to do. But once again, they keep showing me the garden.
The garden.
So please go get those plants. Yes, bring the plants inside because it has to do with your energy. It might be that you're an earthbound element. So it could be that too. This could be your son. I heard, and you know, I don't want to take everybody's time up, but I don't remember who it was that their family, and I get chills every time I hear the story. Their family was grieving the loss of the daughter. She had cancer and she passed away. And she had a lottery ticket that she had bought. She used to play the same numbers over and over and over. So her father has a dream. Mind you, this little girl passed away. You know, she was young. She was a young lady. The dad has a dream to go to the car and get the lottery ticket. So he goes to the car and he gets the lottery ticket. He plays those numbers and he wins. That was his daughter's gift to him. So, you know?
Wow.
We are connected. Your angels are here. They could be your children. Your son could be your guardian angel right now. They're, you know, they know what we go through as humans because they walked upon this path. He's in a better place, so he sees things in a greater light. So just kind of connect with your intuition and see where it leads you. And like I say, call your angels to come. Call Jophiel. Tell her to send love to, you know, to your job so you could, you know, work and in a positive way. And email me, silvermiss1305@yahoo.com, and go keep talking.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yes, ma'am. Yes. And your number is on your Facebook?
It is.
I mean, on your own blog talk?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll friend you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And you said?
Sorry, I totally missed you, but it's okay. Just silvermiss1305@yahoo.com, and you can ask me anything. We'll chat back and forth. Have a blessed night. Hi, and welcome. How are you tonight?
Hi,
Donna.
My name is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie. Go ahead.
I don't know. I think I'm going through a spiritual awakening. I'm really thinking about opening up my third eye, but I feel like I still got a lot of work to do with it myself before I do that.
What are you trying to open up again?
My third eye.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Very nice.
But at the same time, I feel like I'm pushing my family away because I have hang-ups with them. But I don't want to necessarily do it in that form. Like, I still want them to be a part of my life, but I feel like in order to become my own, then I have to take those steps.
Okay, when I first opened my third eye many, many years ago, I remember the first time I kind of opened it too much and it was a bit scary. So, you know, I asked the angels, okay, help me out. I started aligning my chakras again. And I said, okay, let's only open it up to a certain degree until I, you know, could fully understand what I'm going through and, you know, get to, you know, and what I was expressing before. I started as a clairsentient and now I'm a complete clairvoyant. So, first of all, you have a little bit to do. You are on your path, but you have the helper of thought that surrounds you. And he's seeing that what's going to happen is your life is going to start to kind of move very fast, okay? It's almost like all of this time that you've taken, you've gotten on your spiritual journey, and, you know, he's saying that this is going to require a lot of attention to focus on now, you know, and how I express to people is how to focus on now is when you're doing something, whatever you're doing, be right there. And a great way to do that is being grateful. I'm grateful for what I'm doing right now. So you get to look at everything that you're doing. So he says, as you start to move forward, you're going to review the details, review everything you've gone through, because you're growing and you're going to learn from everything, that all the experiences that you have. I'm also seeing you're going to meet someone. I feel like this person is very spiritual, very intuitive. I'm going to tell you that I feel like he's a male, but I feel like he's very feminine, okay? He's going to help you with building confidence and courage to do everything you're trying to access and trying to accomplish. Now, the guardian angel of reconciliation says that as you start to leave everything behind, like all the, you know, anything you're trying to forgive, let go, you start to reconcile and look at and say, okay, I went through this and I learned this from this, but I'm going to let it go. You're going to start to move forward even quicker. And then there's a lot of things that are happening right now, and I feel like you're feeling a bit overwhelming because too much is happening. But they're saying there's a very wonderful energy to you being busy. And you're going to be doing work that you love. What is it that you're trying to work? What is it that you're trying to do? And your work and your purpose.
I'm getting ready to be in a police academy.
To what again?
To become a police officer. I'm trying to get in a police academy.
That's what you're trying to do. Okay. Okay. So once you reconcile with the past, and you start to connect and you start to push forward, everything starts to happen really, really quickly. So work with the reconciliation, work with divine mercy and grace. And here again, it's the funny angels. You need to bring sunflowers in your house. And I don't know if you could buy fresh sunflowers maybe in your local market. Sometimes, I mean, I live in Florida, so we tend to always have them. But at times when I don't, I tend to get some silk ones. It's just bringing the energy of the sunflower to kind of bring that vibrant light energy into your home. And as you grow spiritually, you understand more of these little signs and why they ask us to do this. Who's the older man that's around you? I feel like he's like a grandfather, but I don't feel like he's passed. I feel like this is someone that you talk to.
I have an actual person that does my readings a lot. He came in when I was at my lowest, and then I have my father that's the only. But as far as the person I talk to a lot, he does what you do, and he helped me from the bottom.
Okay. Well, this is whoever they're showing to. They're saying that he helps you breathe. With your strength, with your diversity. He's helping you blend different ideas, working with other people. And he's saying that you often tend to find magnificent solutions. He tells you, you know, you come to me for all this advice, yet the best solutions that you come up with are the ones that you come up with. It's almost like he gives you all his advice, and you tend to always find the best solutions. And he's always telling you that. And then he says that you need to start focusing on the aspects of, instead of focusing on the aspects of everyone, let me reframe that. Instead of focusing on what other people are expecting of you, or maybe, you know, sometimes we feel like, well, my mom wanted to see me this way, or my dad wanted to see me that way, or I should be this way for my friend. They're saying you need to focus on what you want to be seen. How do you want to see yourself? And sometimes we don't ask ourselves those questions.
Right, and that's the battle I'm having. I guess I want to ask the angels, how do I communicate this with the people around me? Like, I live with my parents right now, but they're, like, controlling, very dominant, and they get very emotional when you just don't agree. It's not logic to them. And it's very draining on you.
It is. And you could tell, and that's why I feel like that's probably why they showed him, because he probably gives you a lot of advice on that. I'm going to tell you that you should get probably assertiveness for Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue, because it helps you see how to be loving and but at the same time be assertive. Tell them, you know what, you know, this is my life. I'm old enough to, and because your parents are never going to see you old enough. I know, because I'm 41 and my mom still treats me like She has to make my decisions for me. You know, it's never going to change. So don't expect it to change. But you need to kind of build almost like a compromise where, you know, I told my mom, this is what I do, and it's if you don't have to like it, and that's fine. I still love you, and you still love me. So we come to a compromise, you know. But she's no longer allowed to tell me, don't do this and don't do that, because I'm my own person, you know. But it's something that's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. And I now am understanding why you're reconciling. So this is what you're going to do. We just finished a major full moon. So you still have the energy to do this. If you do it between tonight and tomorrow, that energy of the full moon in Scorpio is still there. So I would write out the list of everything you want to reconcile with and mend and leave behind. And then I would put this letter, you know, fill it out, you know, my mom's energy, my parents, they're controlling, everything that you feel holds you back. You know, write it all out. You're going to fold it up. You're going to put it in an envelope. You're going to mail it to you from you and stick it in the mailbox. And it's going to go, that energy is going to go around and it's going to come back at you. And once you get it again, you're going to burn it in a nice, safe, you know, fireplace outside, however you want, it's nice and safe. You're going to burn it to release the energy of anything and everything that's holding you back. This is like a universal energy thing. You're going to feel, just like if you're taking a shower and you feel, you're cleaning yourself. It's the same type of energy. You're letting go of all of these things that are holding you back. It's a wonderful way to feel like a fresh start and to start new. And they keep showing me the sunflower. So have maybe in your bedroom or, you know, just have that energy. Because this is one thing the sunflowers do. They absorb energy. So if you're living with your parents and they tend to intoxicate you because they do that, the sunflowers will absorb that energy so you don't get it. And that way you're always in a higher vibrational level. I like that.
Can
and
I
then the angel,
the,
yeah, go ahead.
About your special on your email reading. Do I just email you and tell you that I'm interested in that so we can get a little deeper with things?
Of course. I actually have the link below. It's in the Indigo. It says Indigo Projects, and you could get any of the perks for 25 or more. And I'll send you, of course, send me your email because I need your email so I can send you the reading. And then you'll just be automatically part of the journaling event, which is amazing. So it's like I'm telling everybody to do this because you could connect with your own spiritual guides. But email me, silvermiss1305@yahoo.com, and I'll send you, like, we'll talk back and forth. That way it's easier.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Perfect. Well, thank you for calling, and, you know, just kind of follow around. Take your time, you know, but you'll see. You'll get through this and just kind of, you know, connect with your assertiveness, you know, because it's hard when we live around people that don't see, you know, how we see, and they tend to bring us down. I tend to keep my secrets to myself, what I'm doing, until they fully manifest, and then it's like, oh, my God, this happened. I'm like, yeah, isn't it awesome? You know, but I don't speak of it until they see it, you know, because they tend to, like I say, rain on your parade because they don't understand it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you have a just email me, and we'll totally connect.
Okay, thank you.
Nice. Wow, this has been an awesome night. I'm so happy to have connected with so many of you. Before they totally cut me off, I have one more person I'm going to say hi to. And then we have this beautiful journaling event. You're going to get an email reading, like, within the next few days, Wednesday the latest. And it just follow the link, go get the perks, any one of them for $25, and you're going to be part of this beautiful journaling with your angels where you get to meet your spiritual guides and you're working with them one-on-one. I'm guiding you completely on this process for the 30 days to, you know, fulfilling your dreams and your desires and your goals. And it's just something that we're going to do together, and it's just going to be wonderful. And you're going to see, you know, your spiritual growth. So thank you for coming by and saying hello. And email me, silvermiss1305@yahoo.com, if you have any questions and, you know, about this event. Let's see. And I think this is this you, Diana?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm
recognizing your number now. Did you do your full moon last night?
Yeah, I did. It's beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous, wasn't it? I took pictures and I set my goals. I mean, I'm still writing on the calendar. Did you get my calendars and stuff finally or no?
Oh yeah. I got the ones that you sent and I printed them out at work.
Okay, that's fine. Just, you know, when you get to work, print them out. Yeah, I started mine yesterday, and then, I mean, I'm still dabbling some more today because I'm really trying to get the journaling thing to push forward, trying to get everybody involved in it. So it's fun. But since you're here, because, you know, I'll never say no, let's see if you got any special messages before Blog Talk kicks me off. Okay, this one came out. Oh, I like this one. Okay, so this is a really positive card. It's actually the Ten of Emotion, and I like this because from when we started, you know, with the chaos at work and all of that going on, this one's actually mm-hmm. saying that life is blessing you with a wonderful and loving family. It's going to bring you a lot of happiness and emotional fulfillment. And they're saying that this is, like, right on the horizon. So it's almost like, okay, you're not witnessing it right yet, but it's something that's coming into play in very, very soon. They're saying that you're going to be very harmonious when it comes to, like, your love life and your friends and even people that you've had problems with in the past are going to understand you a little more and respect you, which is something you totally need. And it says that you offer forgiveness, like, forgive them. Forgive them for, you know, sometimes people do stuff and they don't know any better. They think that they're right and there's no way of them seeing that they weren't right. But so when you offer them forgiveness, it's not for them, it's for you. It's so you can let them go, their energy out of your life, and so you can move forward. And they're saying, of course, the kindness, because, you know, you're always kind to us, especially that you do beautiful energy work. So you're, like, super kind and super. But they're saying to put that in every area of your life. Even when somebody's being mean to you, kill them with kindness. Because what's going to happen is they're going to actually reassess themselves and be like, wow, I'm such a, you know, baloney. And then she's being super kind to me. There's something wrong here. I'm the one that's doing something wrong. So you're showing them that, you know what, that there's a better way. And I know it's hard because, gosh, I know it's hard. But their angels are saying that that is going to reward you because you're doing something to bring certain energy because that's what you work with. So you're putting that right. energy out there, and then the universe gifts you unexpectedly. Things happen. You get an unexpected check in the mail, or you win an unexpected giveaway, or somebody, you know, starts to call you and they, oh, I want you to do energy work over me. And then, you know, it just, the universe starts to repay you for just your beautiful giving ways. It's just something that automatically happens. And they're saying that you're rewarded. Literally, they're saying you're rewarded for your unconditional love, why you're so good at doing the healing work that you do, because you have this connection with unconditional love. So that was really nice. That was something very nice.
Yeah, that was great.
I like that. Well, thank you for calling, because I know I'm surprised they haven't thrown me off yet, because I've been past the 30 minutes. We'll connect on Facebook. You have a blessed night, okay?
You too. Good night.
Bye. So many blessings to you all, and once again, thank you. And I will more than likely be on tomorrow night. So, you know, bring your questions and connect with your angels. Imagine that in less than, more or less a month from now, you'll be sitting with the journal that the angels created just for you, and you'll be asking them questions, and they're going to be answering them. And if there's certain signs and things that come to you and you don't understand, that's why I'm here, and this is why I created this beautiful event, so you could understand what's going on and what the angels are expressing to you very personally. So thank you for being part of my world and sending you lots of love and blessings, and I ask that you share me with your friends and your family. And have a blessed one.